Lithium carbonate is a component in numerous products, but one of its most exciting uses is as a key component in the cathode of lithium-ion batteries. With the increasing threat of climate change, strategies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are needed more than ever before. But transitioning to renewable energy requires the ability to store that energy. The battery-grade lithium carbonate market is expected to grow to over $5 billion by 2025. One option to reduce emissions is by using electric vehicles, or EVs. But there's a hidden footprint in the EV industry. Australia is the largest processor of spodumene ore, a feedstock which is predominantly shipped to China as a concentrate for use in battery manufacturing. To cut out the shipping emissions and improve process efficiency, our proposed lithium carbonate plant is located near this ore feedstock in Western Australia. Its 15,250 ton per year capacity represents about 3.7% of the projected 2025 global market. A novel approach using carbonation, ion exchange, and thermal decomposition achieves battery-grade product.
Following the process path, 6% alpha spodumene is converted to beta spodumene in the first natural gas-fired kiln. In the second kiln, the spodumene is converted to lithium sulfate through acid roasting. The wet solids are then water leached and filtered to remove impurities, which are composed mostly of unreacted ore. The lithium sulfate slurry goes through the chain of precipitation and filtration steps that result in further removal of impurities and increases the pH of the solution. Lithium sulfate is reacted with sodium carbonate to form lithium carbonate crystals and a sodium sulfate byproduct. The crystallization is assisted by concentrating the solution in a multi-effect evaporator. The formed lithium carbonate crystals are filtered off and sent to the novel portion of the plant. To produce a high purity lithium, the lithium carbonate crystals are diluted and sent to the slurry bubble column reactor, where they react with carbon dioxide and water to form lithium bicarbonate. The aqueous lithium carbonate is passed through the ion exchange column and then is reformed into lithium carbonate in the thermal decomposition reactor. The final lithium carbonate crystals are filtered off and dried before being loaded onto trucks.
Environmental considerations for the plant include CO2 and flue gas, sulfates and slurry waste, and disposal of process tailings. The CO2 emissions from natural gas combustion in our process include the flue gases from the kilns, boilers for the multi-effect evaporator and reactor, and the dryer, and total roughly 4.6 tons per hour. Waste effluent from impurity removal is high in sulfates due to the acid roasting stage, totaling approximately 7.9 tons per hour. Sulfates must be removed before standard wastewater treatment to meet regional regulation limits. Solids removed through filtration will be sent to a 1 square kilometer tailings storage facility, as currently there is no economically feasible way to dispose of or repurpose said waste.
Process equipment and the plant layout are scaled based on design specifications obtained through heuristics, Aspen simulation, and vendor specifications, and are laid out in accordance with operations assessment of our PFD. The prevailing wind direction is dominant easterly. The firefighting route is shown in red outside the plant boundary. Hazardous equipment such as kilns, reactors, and multi-effect evaporator are placed in accordance with equipment layout considerations. Adequate room around process equipment is given for walkways, maintenance, operations, and future expansion.
The capital cost for obtaining, installing, and commissioning the equipment is $47 million. Our annual operating cost is estimated to be $288 million, of which just under $200 million is from our annual reagent costs. The sole source of revenue for this plant is the sale of battery-grade lithium carbonate totaling $198 million. Although the process is not economically profitable as it stands, implementing a lithium recovery loop at the beginning of the process and owning the spodumene concentration mine would drop the operating cost to $148 million per year, which would provide a 14% internal rate of return and a 2-year payback period.
Lithium is one of the key elements for worldwide adoption of renewable energy. By producing high-purity battery-grade lithium, we will be able to tap into the ever-expanding lithium market. Producing lithium carbonate near spodumene mines will reduce emissions and allow Australia to be a key player in the sales of this high-demand alkali metal.